Om Shanti. Today, the question is, what is your relationship to Baba as teacher? How do you relate to the fact that in addition to playing the part of father, Baba also plays the part of teacher? Because in exploring a bit these different roles that Baba plays, we can have new entry points into our relationship to Baba's Murli, and we can also have new entry points into our experiences in yoga. So how do you relate to Baba as the teacher? I think that one of the first relationships that emerges when I experience Baba as teacher is that I am once again back in a student's life. I'm once again a student. What was it like your student days when you were younger? Did you enjoy being a student? Did you enjoy your studies? Were you a good student? How did you feel about exams? How did you feel when you passed? How did you feel when you failed? Or if you don't have necessarily positive experiences of your younger years, then think about anything that you took up to study because you were passionate about it. Like, for example, maybe for a long time you always wanted to be a good cook, a good photographer, or a good actor. And so you started learning that either by buying a book, by attending some free classes in a community center, or by going through some self-help videos on the internet. But go back to a time when you were passionate about learning something, and you learned it, you studied it. So just to imagine someone who for so long wanted to learn photography and finally puts herself to learning it and even takes up a course through the internet, submits some of her photographs, and actually gets so good at it that one of the directors of a very famous school of photography comes across those photos, approaches you to tell you that your efforts at learning photography have been really good, and he would like to have you come and study at his school, ready to offer you a full scholarship because obviously you have a lot of potential. So how would that make you feel? Because one thing will become very clear to us if we go back to our school days or the time we taught ourselves, put ourselves into a learning curve on something that we were really interested in learning. Or if we don't have such an experience, we just imagine the story of this photographer. One thing will become very clear to us. What is it? It is the degree that we are studying to get here. Call it a degree, call it a diploma, call it a certificate. But when I remember God as my teacher, and therefore myself as a student, what comes back to me very clearly is that I've taken up these studies because I want to become a king. Now, is that true? Can you relate to it? A lot of us for a long time can't really believe that that's what I've wanted for so long, or that's what I've searched for, a school which can teach me how to be a king, or even in my life, that's what I aspire to be a king. But Baba gives us many other words for the same thing. The king of a golden age only holds that position because of the efforts and the study accomplished in the lifetime before, which is now. In which case, the certificate is to be that ruler of the self, to be totally, once again, ruled by the highest and best in me, sanskaras of truth alone. This is something easier to relate to for many of us. Yes, this is what I always would have wanted. I want, once again, to be ruled only by the truth, not by these old sanskaras, not by other people's old sanskaras or circumstances and situations. What is the certificate I'm going for with these studies? Self-sovereignty. Perfection. And yes, this is what I would have wanted for lifetimes. It's only because society in general did not support me in my desire to be perfect, to give a perfect performance in every role I play while in a body, that ultimately I kind of gave it up. I kind of decided that maybe I am too idealistic, like society always said. But actually, this school, this teacher has come into my life to say, it's not an ideal. You can be perfect and you're supposed to be perfect. And your efforts at giving a perfect performance are really good, so good that I'd like you to come and study with me. Free of charge, I give you a full scholarship. So let's go back to a Murli, any Murli. We hear a Murli, we study a Murli. We should take points, at least 3 to 5 points that we really enjoy about the Murli. And then we need to go over those points and see which one of these points did Baba say while playing the part of the teacher. What we'll find is that almost every single point from Srimat, a point about what it is I need to do, is Baba playing the part of teacher. Because this school has been open to make me perfect, to teach me about perfection, about how to give a perfect performance, and this is actually what Srimat is doing. So, for example, we can see a point like this. You yourself do not have any thought of taking. This is a point which is going to help me become perfect. This is a point which is going to help me perform whatever roles I play perfectly. Baba was saying, do not be a beggar. There has to be royalty. Royalty. Baba has said, keep a picture of the Trimurti in your pocket. These are all ways to learn how to perform perfectly. So Baba has also said so many different, so he's given us so many different aspects of homework in order to claim this certificate or to get this very high degree. For example, Baba has said, as the teacher, Maya repeatedly will break your remembrance. Maya will come, there will be a battle, you must not be afraid. She will repeatedly break your remembrance. You have such sinful thoughts. These will completely spoil your head, but still, you have to make effort. So, how am I hearing these points? When I understand that this is Baba, my teacher, who appreciates my efforts and my love for this kind of certification so much, he's literally offered me a scholarship to his school, then there can be so much enthusiasm. And easily I put all the tests, all the challenges within this larger framework of reality. I'm a student of life. And with lifetimes of passion about this subject, perfection, self-sovereignty, rulership over the self, whatever you want to call it, and then this teacher, who's head of the number one school in the universe for exactly this subject, there's no way that I'm going to fail. So we get new entry points into appreciating the Murli. We get new entry points into experiences in our yoga. And we get new experiences in our happiness. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. In this meditation, I begin by coming into the awareness of my form of light. In the experience of my form of light, I am free. I'm free from all the roles I play. Free from old sanskaras. I'm free from all the stories. And I'm free to simply enjoy being a tiny point of light. I'm free from all the negative influences outside, inside, all the situations. I'm free to enjoy being with Baba. My rays of light, Baba's rays of light, the joining, the belonging in the world of light. And in this confluence-aged experience of my form of light, in the home of light, I'm able to consider this Baba, not just as my father, but also Baba as my teacher. Baba as my teacher means to be in front of God as a student. To be a student of the one subject I would have been interested in for so many lifetimes. To just reflect on how many lifetimes I would have been so interested in understanding the truth, in learning what the truth is, and most importantly, becoming true myself. I would have been interested for so many lifetimes in performing perfectly from truest, highest feelings of love, unconditional peace, joy. For so many lifetimes I would have been so distressed, wondering at what all these other kinds of feelings were. Feelings like fear, anger, rejection, coming from others and also coming from within me. And now, finally, this school, this teacher, these studies, exactly on this one thing I so much want to learn, how to be the good, good person, the true human being I know I really am. Finally, such a teacher whereby just by learning how to sit with him, I learn how to fill myself. Such a study, such a school, whereby I learn how to take everything he has and ignite it within me in such a way that whatever is the role, whatever is the performance, I'm able to start playing it again perfectly. To sit with such a teacher, to be with such a teacher, as if to simply be colored by excellence, his purity, purifying me, restoring in me degree after degree of royalty. How much I love this teacher who is so ready to stand by me through every test, always ready to point out the best, the highest way of responding to every challenge, every examination, who never gives up on me, even if I fail. Such a teacher who never tires from teaching me, believing in me. Where in the world could there ever be such a teacher so devoted to having me pass with honors and claim this highest degree? How great my fortune in finding this teacher, in finding this school, and being offered such a scholarship. Om Shanti.
Just won't stay inside these eyes, and what would